ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Advocates for homeless services are calling on the federal government to invest more to prevent domestic or gender-based violence. Only 3.7% of those seeking housing securely in the long term are getting it. Today, all state and territory leaders will meet online with the Prime Minister to discuss the recent violent deaths of women and find solutions to end the violence. This comes after this week a 30-year-old and a 78-year-old, both in Perth, became the 27th and 28th women this year to die in what's allegedly gender-based violence in Australia. Kate Colvin is the CEO of Homelessness Australia and joins me in the studio. Kate, welcome.
Hi.
What do you think needs to be done to stop violence against women?
Look, one of the really critical issues is that women can't leave violent homes because they don't have another home to go to, or they do leave and then they get stuck in homelessness, which carries its own risks. Women are not safe on the street. They're not safe sleeping in their car. And even if they go into emergency accommodation, they might be in a hotel where there's perpetrators also staying there. It can be quite a dangerous environment. And so the consequences, women return to violence. And we know that almost 8,000 women a year return to violence because they don't have anywhere to go. So having homes that people can go to that are affordable is absolutely essential. And actually, governments across Australia are poised on the precipice of deciding the resourcing for the next 5-year National Housing and Homelessness Agreement. So now is the moment where those resources can make a step change and be a lot bigger. They really probably need to be doubled. And it's not just one level of government that needs to do this. We've got federal government that invests in housing and homelessness. We've got state governments. A joint agreement is the opportunity for them both to do a lot more.
You say 8,000 women return to violence. So are you saying they've left a violent situation, and what happens? Like, just describe the situation that means that they have to return.
Well, the reality is that when you leave a violent situation into homelessness, there just isn't the housing that women need. So we're hearing a lot at the moment that every 4 days one woman is being murdered. But it's also the case that every 4 days 291 women and children are fleeing violence. They need long-term housing. They come to homeless services saying we need long-term housing, and they're missing out. And another 930 are turned away from homelessness services, women and children turned away from homelessness services because there's just not enough workers to respond to them. So, every time we have these conversations, we play the sort of helpline and say, if you're in a crisis, call the helpline. But the fact is that there's not the help there that people need to actually escape violence, or they do escape violence and discover that there's not the housing and they're going to be homeless for the long term, and so they return. So the reality is that the level of resources that are needed is significantly more than what is there now for both housing and for homelessness and domestic violence support.
As you have described, that's a separate agreement. It's not on today's agenda. But you're saying that without that being also looked at, you can't do this properly.
No, because the thing is when housing and homelessness ministers get in the room together, which they have done, to form this agreement, they can only work with the resources that they've been allocated by the Treasurer. So it was great to hear the Treasurer on earlier saying that they're committed to do more, because it's a decision of the Prime Minister, the Treasurer, about what resources are allocated to fix this problem. And so it's National Cabinet that can actually create this change and create the conditions of all of the Prime Minister and all of the Premiers saying we will do better, and when those housing ministers next get together in a room, we will make sure that they are all going into that room saying if I'm a state government, if you federal government double your resources, we will also double our resources, because this is an issue that has to be addressed. I think we've heard often that the federal government's work on housing and homelessness is ambitious and that they're doing a lot. And that is true when we compare it to what was being done before. So the Housing Australia Future Fund, for example, is going to build 30,000 new properties. 4,000 of those are for women and children fleeing violence. The previous government cancelled an affordable housing program that has meant that we've lost 30,000 affordable housing properties over a period of time and are still losing those. So obviously, compared to that scenario, that commitment is significant. But 4,000 new properties that are being built under the Housing Australia Future Fund for women and children fleeing violence is 800 a year. And what we know, what I was saying before, is that 291 women and children fleeing violence who need housing miss out every 4 days. So in 11 days, we go through 800 a year. We're not talking about there's not quite enough resources. We're talking about the level of new resources that are being committed are only enough for 2 weeks out of 52 weeks. The level of resourcing that's needed to deliver the housing that women need to be safe is an order of magnitude much greater than what we have now.
One of the things that the Victorian Royal Commission into this found was that there's a sort of silo approach, this is my paraphrasing, when it comes to domestic violence and the violence perpetrated against women. Are you worried about that when it comes to housing, that we're talking about red flags and a legal response, which are all clearly very important, but you can't do one thing without looking at the whole kind of spectrum of help that a woman fleeing violence may need?
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, the siloing is an issue, but it's also, and the whole picture needs to be taken together. But it's also, I think, the Royal Commission in Victoria also highlights the fact that often we have these moments, we have a Royal Commission or we do all of this consultation and we have a new national plan to end violence. But actually, when you look at the concrete outcomes that come out of that, they're not always what it sounded like they were going to be at the time. So Victoria's Royal Commission, for example, said that there needed to be work done to understand how many homes are needed for women and children fleeing family violence. And because the government had committed to implement all of those recommendations, they did indeed do research to identify how many homes were needed to protect women and children fleeing family violence. They never publicly released that research. They never built the homes that were needed. They just buried it. But they implemented their recommendation. So it's, you know, we need to do better than that. And again, in the consultations for the National Plan to End Violence Against Women and Children, the need for housing was one of the issues constantly identified, one of the biggest issues identified by victim survivors. And the plan did conclude that significant improvements were needed in this area. But when we go to the action plan for the National Plan to End Violence Against Women and Children, governments just restated what they'd already committed that they would do. It didn't stimulate them to make grand new commitments. And I think where we get to the point of talking about ambition, the ambition needs to be that this stops, that there will not be women and children on the street homeless after fleeing violence, that there will be safe housing for everyone who needs it in that circumstance, because that's what's needed to keep women safe.
Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Kate Colvin is the CEO of Homelessness Australia. And if you or anyone you know needs help, 1-800-RESPECT is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 1-800-737-732. And if it's an emergency, of course, always call 000.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.